This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
As many commuters in the U.S. know, there is a way to take money out of your paycheck to pay for bus and rail tickets. The perk, designed to encourage mass transit, means you pay with pre-tax money, so the tickets are effectively cheaper. Well, starting January 1st, which is Wednesday, a change in the tax code lowers the limit in a way that could cost many commuters about $1,000 a year, Marketplace's Dan Weissman reports.
You gotta love public transportation, right? Here's Robertson Williams from the Tax Policy Center in Washington, D.C.
Taking public transportation is good for everyone. It takes cars off the road. It reduces pollution. It improves the transit times for almost everyone.
So people like Williams get annoyed that this transit tax break gets reduced, but a corresponding break for parking gets a little bump up. One survey shows the transit benefit does get people on buses and subways. About a fifth of those who signed up said they'd previously driven to work. The maximum amount you can set aside is dropping from $245 to $130 a month. And some riders may not even notice. A monthly pass in the New York subway only costs $112. People with long rides on commuter trains are going to take the hit. Jason Pavlichuk lobbies for a group called Association for Commuter Transportation. It wants the tax break extended, but getting Congress to act can take heavy lifting.
People aren't, you know, marching on Washington to have their transit benefits.
No, not that I've noticed anyway. In Chicago, I'm Dan Weissman for Marketplace.